Once again, back here at NCBA Convention in Houston, Texas, at the Corteva booth, Jeff Clark is with us. Jeff, how's it going today?
Man, everything is going great.
Thanks so much for being here. Can you talk about your role with Corteva and just some of the work that you do with the company?
Yeah, so with Corteva AgriScience, I am their pasture market development specialist. So I work with some wonderful, intelligent territory managers, sales reps, that sell our product, that make our pastures grow more grass, less weeds, and therefore overall makes it a healthier forage for our cattle.
Weed control has been a big topic with a lot of the producers that we've been talking with here at the trade show. You might just hit on just the importance of that those weed control measures and how it really helps producers, you know, save money for their bottom line.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you got to remember, weeds rob your nutrients, they rob your water that our forages they've got to have. If they don't have that, then your forages are being depleted because they're using up their food storage in the root system. The root system shrinks, therefore your overall top growth shrinks. Palatability goes down, protein goes down, and we want all those things. Because if we've got a good forage base with no weeds, or at least minimum amount of weeds, then we're going to have a minimum amount of supplemental feeding, which is going to save our overall feed costs. We're going to have extra grazing days, so therefore our hay cost is going to go down because we're not going to feed as much hay. The other thing is that we want to make sure that when we are going out and doing weed control, we're identifying those weeds, because there's a lot of toxic weeds out there that really do play a role in herd health and damaging our cattle so that they can't get those gains.
Pasture management, what are some tips you would pass along for producers on that topic today?
Yeah, with pasture management, the tips I would say is, number one, be proactive. Start early, because when you start early, you spend less. So go out and start scouting your pastures. What's out there that you see in the spring has literally been out there since October. So go out there, see what you've got. If you don't know what weeds you have in your field, grab a Corteva specialist, range and pasture specialist, get them to come out. Let's get those weeds identified so that we can put a plan together, so that you can have give your forages a jump start and not get them into a stressful situation.
What are some of the things you look for whenever you're going out and scouting your fields?
Yeah, so when I'm going out and I'm looking at my fields, you know, whether it's a hay field or just a regular grazing pasture field, I'm just going to look down. I mean, that's the main thing, is look down and get into the grass that's there, because a lot of weeds that we see grow really tall, like, you know, thistle and buttercup, they're the size of a thumbnail right now, or at least the buttercup is. Your thistle's in a rosette stage, which is the optimal time to control that without spending a lot of money. So I'm just going to look for something that doesn't look like a grass. And then after that, I'm going to get that weed identified, and then I'm going to get the right herbicide. Because if you start early, you use less herbicide and get great control. And again, that helps your return on investment.
Maybe a few comments on just the benefits of pasture management overall.
Yeah, I mean, the benefits of pasture management is simply to grow more grass, have more gains, feed less supplemental feed, have more grazing days, add the pounds onto your cattle that honestly doesn't cost you, if anything at all, less than a dollar a head a day.
Jeff, it was really nice to meet you. Thanks for talking with us.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Again, that's Jeff Clark with Corteva AgriScience here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Our coverage from NCBA brought to you by Zoetis.